This segment is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60. Good fuel in gives you good energy out. Plan to have healthy snacks like low-fat yogurt. Great to have you watching Texans 360. We're outside Houston Texans Grill. You got to check it out. You know, we were here a week ago for day three of the Texans draft. The picks were announced right from here. Well, to recap some of the draft activity, I caught up with my broadcast partner in the booth for 13 consecutive seasons, Andre Ware. Andre, the draft is in the books, obviously. Rookie class coming in. How would you characterize this draft for the Houston Texans?
Well, got some pieces that were needed, certainly. And Jalen Strong, the receiver, big target, big-bodied guy. Kind of reminds you of Andre Johnson in terms of his physical traits. And then Ike Hilliard, way down the board, went to LSU, going to tap into that talent pool a little bit more. And I think that he's a player to watch because he's such a hard runner.
Now, everyone's going to think Strong. Is he Andre Johnson's replacement? Obviously, they signed Cecil Shorts and Nate Washington, but they're kind of doing it by committee, right?
Well, they are, and I think it's going to be an assortment of receivers there for a while until they figure some things out, what he can do, what he does best, the better routes that he runs. But this is DeAndre Hopkins' team now, and he's the leader of that group.
All right, looking around the division, the Titans take Mariota. That means all three division opponents have top three draft choices at quarterback. What do you make of Tennessee?
Well, it could be a good and a bad thing. It's a good thing if they're young and they play young, but it's a bad thing if they develop quickly. And I think any time you get athletes like that, that you have to worry about guys pulling the ball down, they can make plays with their legs and force you to play 11-on-11 football. It's a chore for a defensive coordinator, and he certainly can do that.
The Colts, obviously, they have more than one draft choice, but in the first round, they took Dorsett, the speedy wide receiver from Miami. What did you make of that?
I thought it was a great pick on their part, and I'm just wondering how they're going to get all these receivers on the field with signing Andre Johnson, Dante Moncrief there, T.Y. Hilton. I think they're going to spread you out and throw the football. They've got a guy with Andrew Luck, excellent tight ends, and then the signing of Frank Gore. I'm sitting there watching the draft, and they pick Dorsett, and like, oh, my goodness, here we go. Score first, and we'll worry about defense later seems to be the MO for Indianapolis.
Meanwhile, back in Houston, Mallett versus Hoyer. Here's the big quarterback competition coming up at OTAs. What do you make of it?
Well, if you're thinking old school, the guy that makes the most money is the starter, right? But who knows? I know how much they admire Ryan Mallett, and it could be a deal where if you win it, we rip up what we gave you and make pay you accordingly as a starting quarterback in the NFL. I also understand that there's a limited body of work, and Hoyer, with the experience, deserves the most money. But they'll let him go at it during the off season through OTAs and things of that sort. Through training camp, they'll probably get the bulk of the work, and whoever emerges, let's go do it.
Do you think year two under Bill O'Brien, a lot of the veterans feel like they're used to the system now, used to the way that he does business, that should help them out?
Yeah, year two is usually when a coaching staff and the team will make a big jump, because now it's not learning on the fly and things are being installed each and every week. You have an understanding of the playbook on both sides of the ball, both offensively and defensively, and there's a foundation in which you can build on and come back the next year and really just allow your physical traits to take over rather than thinking your way through stuff.
That's Andre Ware, 1989 Heisman Trophy winner. That was 25-plus years ago. Sorry, Dre, I had to work that in. You know I did. All right, a little bit later on, Bill O'Brien. But first, J.J. Watt. We mentioned the charity softball game. You saw it. They also had a little extracurricular activity going on. Water fight.
Come on, we're going ambushing. Let's go.
You ain't got no guts! You ain't got no guts!
That's tiring.
Yeah.
Well, those guys were having fun then, but don't worry. OTAs are coming up. Plenty of hard work on the way. Bill O'Brien on the way as well. And also, number one draft choice, Kevin Johnson on Texans 360.